Well, citizen lobbyist, welcome to the studio this week, where strange things have been happening. The temperature has gone into the mid-40s, setting records here while dipping into who knows where.
Snow in Florida.
Snow in Florida, sun and warmth in Alaska. Wow.
And up isn't down.
And then a couple of inches of snow come rolling out of the sky and
back to normal.
What does this all portend? Can we read something in the snowflakes this week we've had? But just one meeting. Well, we actually had a couple of others, but the one assembly meeting we attended, there was reference made to a meeting over in Wasilla at the LIO.
Mm.
And I have heard very little. In fact, there was very little shared at the assembly meeting about that.
Yeah, there was. I didn't go to that. I kind of had it on my calendar and then didn't go. I didn't go because it's never very well attended. But guess what, Mike?
It was well attended. Yes.
So everybody except, I heard Senator Dunleavy was there. Everybody else was
there. It was not there, right.
It was not there.
Right.
And I hear there was a substantial conversation about crime. Crime seems to be the big topic of discussion. I think as Assemblyman Mayfield was quoted as saying, the people in Big Lake and in his area are just fed up with it. So I don't know what they discussed. Probably wasn't taped, but we'll see if we can get a little more information on that maybe before the next show. But they did meet and talk about their priorities. It's a different conversation now, Mike, than it was a few years ago. There's not a lot of wishing and hoping for capital project money. I think that's why one reason they're fixated on one issue, because there is not a lot of money to go around from the state with revenues the way they are and the shifting that's going into the communities for expenses. I'm sure there's some concern about that with shared. So we'll find out.
Right. And I've been asking, and in fact, people have been asking us. We were otherwise engaged, so we weren't there as well and weren't able to record it. But I suspect this won't be the last we'll be hearing. There'll be some further discussions as it's only a few weeks until the legislature gathers. So people are getting ready to go on down and have at it. But as you point out, the dominant factor both here and I think in Washington, it's safe to say, is that it's an election year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
So I suspect there'll be some town halls that legislators will come back into their districts to hold town halls. I would think they would try to avoid a special session this year just because while they're in Juneau doing their jobs, they can't be raising money to campaign. And so that's sort of limits what they can be doing on that range. So I would suspect they're going to get busy with what they do have on their agenda and try to get out of there on time this year. But we'll see. I'm surprised a lot by what happens down there.
So let's shift to our focus to a small target, meaning that it was a short meeting.
Boy, oh boy, wasn't it?
I'm not sure the records have been kept, but it was a near record for brevity.
35. Yep. Started at 6 and ended at 6:35. Ended for us. I will say there was a special session that we'll talk about here at the very end. But everybody was there. Dr. Doty was just a little bit late, but everybody was there. They started out with, I thought, a really good city report, especially from a city manager, Nate Wallace, who talked about the city of Palmer, the way things are going there. He hadn't been around for a while. He explained by the fact that he has budget the last 3 months of the year. That's what the Palmer City Council is focusing on, which they have finished theirs. They are a different cycle than everybody else. So they have finished that budget now. So he was back to report. He did say that their personnel costs were 47% in the last couple of years. That had not changed. And even though the capacity of the city and population had changed, they also said they put more money in reserve. They've been able to put money in reserve mostly because they're watching their nickels and dimes a lot. They are working on that, the water waste or the wastewater facility now. And that spot's brought not only some jobs in, but also some money out of their pocket. They were lucky enough to get that project on the street with federal money while it was there, and even some state money. So I think you talked about that being a $12 million project that is going on in Palmer. They are going to do some increases, though. There's going to be an increase in water rates, are going to increase by 5%, and the sewer part of that will increase by 9% to cover the bond that voters bonded for to get that project off the ground. They don't anticipate any increases in solid waste. They've got reserve that's going to cover that, which is great. They also said public safety is 40% of their budget, and they're pretty pleased with the way that their police department has been handling thing because of the efforts of the city of, or the borough, and Metsu Health Foundation. They are going to be able to hire another officer. Actually, they're going to move a seasoned officer into working just on a drug unit and bring another officer on the street, and that is fully funded. The fire department's fully funded. There are some capital projects that are going to happen in spite of this. From what they've allotted, they're going to they need to finish up he didn't say specifically, Mike, you may know which ones, but there's a couple of streets that have not been paved within the 5 mile
mostly
radius.
Mostly cross streets.
Yeah.
They tend to be the ones that
so they're going to try to get those done now to knock down some of the dust in the summertime. And part of it will include a bike trail that's going to run from the tunnel, which is something people have really wanted. So that's good to see. So they are talking about putting in some video surveillance by the airport, because everybody knows that there has been some problems with avgas being stolen from the airport, and they're looking at all of their facilities now. They will have public hearings on it, but they're talking about putting some cameras in some public areas, parks and that sort of thing, to try to cut down on the amount of, Palmer doesn't have a whole lot of that, but still it's out there and they want to be prepared for it. So a lot of good things are happening there. They've got looking up for a big, big construction project that's with the Glen Highway that's going to come start, it sounds like, up on Bogart and run towards the city. So we're going to see a little disruption in that part of town, but it's going to be nice when it's done. That's going to be a 2 or 3 phase project, I think.
Right, running through probably 2019.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's they've got a lot going on for a little town.
So just swinging back to pin down the numbers, the operating expenditures of the city have decreased for the fourth year in a row.
Oh.
Okay. So this year's budget, as compared to the adopted 2017 budget, is $300,000 less. But the budget, the general fund revenue, is $11,540,000.
Okay.
And so when we're talking about that 17 figure, sales tax revenue is estimated for the coming year at $7,200,000.
Okay.
That's $200,000 more than the fiscal year 2017 budget. So
okay, that makes sense. Now it makes sense in context.
That's where we're going. And I think it's worth mentioning also, by comparison, when we're looking at the way in which the city gets money, sales tax revenue is the big driver. Real and personal property tax revenue is relatively small.
The mill rate isn't going to change.
Nope, it's
no change in that.
All that's the same, but we're talking about $1,375,000. So sales tax, that's what drives the engine.
Right, and he did make some indication that the new Fred Meyer, of course, had brought a lot of that sales tax number to go up a little bit, and also just some really successful events this year, Colony Christmas, Colony Days, and just a lot of great things happening in Palmer that's helping tip those scales a little bit. So that's good to hear.
Right. I was impressed with the report. I thought, I was watching.
Certainly worth listening to again.
Oh, yeah. And I was seriously watching the assembly members as they were listening. And I saw people listening.
Yeah.
They weren't doing other things. It was well prepared. It rolled along, and it gave a complete kind of comprehensive picture of the city of Palmer.
Yeah.
That was a model to be used.
Yeah. And a good thing coming right off the budget, too, because all those numbers are fresh.
Yep, exactly.
There was a a report from Mayor Cottle from the city of Wasilla.
Right.
And he talked about, he had been to the legislative meeting you referred to earlier, Mike, and said he thought it was bigger than normal and worthwhile that everybody went. He talked about the success of the Christmas Friendship Dinner over there. They served some 5,000 meals. That's pretty amazing. And some other activities are going to are coming up in the within the city with the Homeless Connect, which is a big event there at the Menard Center. And it sounds like the Menard Center is flowing along with activities. So that was the city reports. There wasn't one from the school district. They're on vacations, so to speak, still. Kids are still out. And they'll have a school board meeting next week, I believe.
Right.
They did have been a quite a, I thought it was a pretty good report from the quality standards of the borough by the Department of the DEC. We're there talking about some problems that we're having with some water bodies within the borough, some that are working on getting cleaned up. But
that was another impressive report. Again, people were watching, and I think attention was captured when you say something like, well, you know, a large lake or other water body is on the edge or is having some problems. People certainly said.
Yeah, they referred to places like the Little Sioux, which they consider impaired with a plan. A lot of this that they're talking about, the impairment, especially to Little Sioux and Big Lake is still working on their lake and also Cotton Creek, is a lot of it is the two-stroke motors, Mike, that are still out there. And she talked about how much they put into the water and caused this problem. Now on Lake Lucille, they're having a bit of a problem too. Although she assured the manager that the fish that they're hauling out of there is safe to eat, they're still having storm runoff right. Problem, which doesn't make me want to go eat that fish. But
the manager was persistent in asking the very specific question. He didn't quite get to the point of saying, would you eat the fish out of the lake?
Yeah.
But the answer was, well, it felt like if what I heard was accurate, and it seems like they were doing their proper study, there's a degradation in the quality that meant that if the fish were not bad, so to speak, what they're eating was not too good.
Yeah, and in the case of the Lake Lucille, she referred to lead and zinc in the water, which
right.
She said hasn't been classified as of yet, but they expect it to be. They talked about it coming from storm runoff, and I'm not quite sure what the plan. They will have to have a plan to do that, and I had some discussion with the mayor a little bit after because he's talking to them about it, saying what can we do, what are the actions that we can do, and he's concerned about it. It's in his city. You know, I think there are some people that think that the standards just about you think everything's nice and clean, and then the standards change, but then you know the science changes, and we know better now what our water is and what it should be like, and what the wildlife.
I did notice the assembly representative from the Big Lake area did ask about mm-hmm. Big Lake because Big Lake has come under scrutiny in the past.
Still trying to get out of that. Still working on it. Still testing it, and the lake in itself is in pretty good shape in most areas, but they still have problems, big problems in some concentrated areas, which brings the health of the whole lake down in the ratings. So
right.
Anyway, that's a whole different thing. So not much. It was interesting that the manager gave his only report really during manager's comments, other than to give a well-deserved acknowledgement and award to the finance director, the new finance director, who has actually been with the borough for quite a while, not as finance director, about last year, about a year ago, there was a big change there. And she's really been doing two jobs at this point, her old one and that of the other finance director. And by all accounts, customer service has improved and employee relations have improved. And so I think that was a very well-deserved award that Cheyenne Hendel got. He also talked about just wanted to let them know that they'd had a lot of record requests from the public, that he has estimated they had to work on it 50 hours at a cost of about $2,500 out of to do that, and also reminded them that most of what before it's given out as a public record request, the attorney has to review it too to make sure that it's not stuff that shouldn't be made public by a code, and that wasn't part of that expense. So I think he's just giving a little heads up on what those things cost. Getting closer to budget, they want to talk about that kind of stuff. The only thing the clerk had to say, Mike, is that the next meeting on the 12th is at the Talkeetna Library, and I think that's a special meeting. Maybe we can get our friends in Talkeetna to participate in that. I think they're talking about the budget or just kind of overview of the budget or,
right. That's
or
not,
their strategies,
yeah,
but it's not a regular meeting.
Not a regular meeting, mm-hmm. Right, because it'll be 2 weeks before that one happens.
Yeah. So that was kind of the way we went through the rest of this so quick. You know, they did pass a resolution to create a UMed district plan. I think that's pretty exciting. You know, this is trying to take that land around the hospital and the college and actually make it a UMed district, kind of what Anchorage has there over by Providence Hospital, and set some guidelines over there. So they've gotten the okay to go ahead on that, which is, I think, really good planning. And other than that, Mike, I mean, they just really went through all of this so quick. They didn't even do comments. They went off to executive session. The only thing we know about that is that there was a discussion on the MV Susitna, which we haven't had to talk about for a while.
I thought that was long gone and done.
Well, on a potential resolution. So my guess is it had something to do with the insurance settlement. But didn't hear from anybody after to see what that is. So we'll catch up on that, too.
Okay, and there was a section of the agenda which is called the consent agenda, and that just passed with no one taking
anything
off.
Nobody pulled anything off. That's a good way to start the year, isn't it?
I think if that's the standard they're setting, things are in very good shape. So we have meetings coming up next week. We have two. There's the City of Palmer has its first of 2018 City Council meeting. That'll be on Tuesday, and then Wednesday will be the school board meeting, and then following week the assembly comes back into action. And now and about that time, the legislature will gather, and we have once again these kind of not quite parallel developments of the budget, because the school board is working on it, the borough assembly.
The school board is first to have to give their budget, and last to know what they're going to get, and the first to say what they're going to project. It's crazy.
What's wrong with this picture? So I'm blindfolded. I've turned around three times and I've said, okay, go down and find your way.
Yeah. You know, that just seems something so simple. It seems that the state code could fix that would make it a lot easier for the school districts around the state. And yet it just doesn't, it's not just our district. It's every district that is faced with this having to project. In fact, they've already projected in October of last year, Mike, how many kids they're going to be enrolled the following year. They do that with trying to figure out what the birth rate is and all kinds of other equations. And in our rocky economy, it's got to be a bit of a challenge. But they have to pound all those numbers out and have a proposed budget that has to be refined several times as more and more information comes down the pike to them. And it's not unusual for them to have to pass their budget by code, and then on to the assembly, who then has to pass it by their code, and still not to know what the state's going to do. That's what happened this year. So let's hope for a better 2018 for everybody than that.
Sure, sure. We can do that. Well, thank you, Citizen Lobbyist, for coming in and doing another review of what's happened this week. It looked like it was small, but there's impactful things there. We'll talk with you next week.
All right.